All right, every night, every Wednesday night at this time, we talk to one of our contributors to anchorrising.com. Andrew Morse joins us. Andrew, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, Matt, I'm glad I can still hear you on my radio, even though I don't have a voucher.
Yeah, there's no digital conversion for us here at WPRO. Did that take place last night now? I don't never remember.
It was supposed to take place, yeah. I think it was supposed to take place midnight last night,
right? So. Yeah, okay. You know what? We're going to have to find out from the TV stations how bad it was. Because I can imagine. Where's Large Work? Anyway, what's going on, Andrew? What's going on in the blog today?
Well, we're still doing coverage of the ongoing contract situation on East Providence between the teachers union and the school committee.
What's the latest?
Well, one of the points of contention in the dispute there has been the fact that the East Providence School Committee wants to hold the actual negotiations, at least some phase of them, out in public.
Right.
And the union is opposed to this, and the State Labor Relations Board has actually taken the school committee's position to be possible evidence that the school committee is not negotiating in good faith because they want to do it out in the open, even though it's a public contract. The phrase the Labor Relations Board using is that they just want to do mere surface bargaining. Mm-hmm. So what we've done at Anchor Rising is we've used the classic blogging technique, which is called find somebody that knows more about the subject than you do and go link to them.
Yep.
And we found an organization out in Washington State that's actually done a list of, there's about 10 to 15 states that have some sort of open negotiation mandates laws on their books there. Some of them just kind of straightforward say that if you're going to have negotiations, you have to do them in public. Other ones, it's a little less stringent, that they say that at different phases of the negotiation, that the proposals that are made have to be part of the public record. And so we've got a link to that and a little bit of discussion of why it's important to actually do your negotiating out in public.
Interesting. Very interesting. That's going to be something that's never going to happen.
You don't think so?
No. Well, you know, you never know. I mean, it would be an interesting... for the unions, it's almost like it's not the hill you want to die on, because it'd be an interesting concession to offer up. Because who the hell's going to go to a meeting and watch a contract negotiation?
Well, that's why it might be to the unions. You know, I don't think they have to be quite as frightened of some of these things as they act sometimes.
I agree with you.
And because I think they do have, you know, when they come out and they make a decent case, and people in this country do believe education is important,
right.
And that sort of thing, and when they do it out in the open, you know, the support tends to be about 50-50 there.
Right. It's amazing. It's almost like this predetermined level of resistance and chicanery that they want to build in when they don't really need to. I don't know. All right, Andrew, that's very interesting. We'll check it out at anchorrising.com. We'll look forward to that. It's a very interesting point of view. And anchorrising.com, of course, is the website where Andrew Morse is one of the contributors. And go to see there. We talk to him every Wednesday night. Go and see the website. It's phenomenal.